My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a phenomenal time we had as a team last weekend at the beautiful Gaylord Texas Resort in Grapevine, Texas. It was absolutely phenomenal. We had such a great time. We're so excited about our upcoming retreat. I've got a lot of background. Get out those lines. I really appreciate it. But we had such a great time at the retreat. Guys, if you're on speaker mode, please hit your mute buttons because I cannot really – there's a lot of feedback on my end. So, but we had such a great time, guys. We got a great recap lined up for you guys tonight. We got some really, really special announcements and things we'll be talking about throughout the call. But at the end of the call, there's a huge announcement. I mean, absolutely huge announcement you don't want to miss. So stay on for the entire tip. Maybe a little bit longer tonight, but you need to buckle in and strap it on because we're doing phenomenal things as a team. And with that, I'd like to go right out to Durant, Oklahoma, the Millionaire Club member, a six-figure income earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. We've got so many people packing this call tonight. We're having a little bit of trouble with background noise, but I think we're about to clear it up. But, you know, we are doing a recap of a More Success Team event tonight, and I hope we can relay to everyone just how great of an event it truly was. We had so many associates that called and texted and emailed us telling us what a great time and event it was. And I can't tell you how many people were recruited by our associates coming out of that event just this weekend because of the excitement. So I'm sure it was very fruitful for our team. And what we're going to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're actually going to go to some of the team members on our team, some of the leaders that were there, and we're going to try and do the very best job that we can to recap the event. But just so everyone knows, on Thursday we started the event with a big golf tournament, and then Thursday afternoon we had an executive director mastermind, and then we had a banquet that night with the CEO, or the former CEO, Mr. Rip Mason. Then Friday we opened it up with a breakfast with Mr. Alan Fernley. Then he actually opened up our event, our training, with a speech that he gave to everyone. And then that night we had a baseball game. I went to a baseball game with the Texas Rangers, and the A's played a great game. It was a little warm, but it finally cooled off. And then Saturday we had training all day long, and we had the very best speakers I think that anybody could ever hope for. But to get things kicked off and to begin our call, I'm going to go straight to Virginia and to the regional vice president, $200,000 income earner, none other than Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the call? We have Jeff Hughes on. He may be in mute. Are you muted out, Jeff? All right, we're going to come back to Jeff, and I'll just go straight to Utah and to $100,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, are you on? Have we got anybody in speak mode tonight? Jeremy?
I think we're all muted out.
Randy, this is Manley. I'm on speaker mode.
All right, Manley, go ahead, and we'll see what's going on. But, Manley, I know you had a great time at that event. We actually got to play some golf together. But tell everybody what your thoughts were on our More Success Team retreat.
Well, actually, this was the first one that I'd ever attended because it's been a while, I guess, that y'all had them. So I was super excited to see what it was like to be at one of your events like that. And I was totally blown away from the time we got there on Wednesday evening to the time we pulled off of the Gaylord Resorts parking lot. It was blow and go from start to finish. Fun filled. Like you said, the golf on Thursday morning was phenomenal. Got to see all the trophies that the Cowboys had won and all the Super Bowls and the Super Bowl rings. But and then, you know, having dinner that evening with Mr. Rip Mason was very powerful as well. And then Friday morning we got to have breakfast with Alan Fernley and get to hear his story and what's coming up with the company. And it bled all the way through Saturday evening with powerful speakers I got to hear Stephanie Moore give her group presentation. I thought that was so awesome the way she did that. Joan Buckner, again in the group arena. Jimmy Perry, Mr. Schubert, Harold Pinson, Kathy Pinson, Linda Bowden, Alex Gardner, Tony Barkley, Six Laws of Success. I learned so much in those 2 days. It was like going to two conventions because we had all these folks together. And you know, it's one thing to see them up on stage, but it's one thing to be able to rub elbows with them. And we have built so many relationships over those 2 days that we haven't been able to do in 6 years we've been in this business going to conventions. So, guys, the next one, we've got to get there. Bring as many guests as you can. You will not be let down by the More Team Retreat. And with that, I'm going to – Barbara, are you on the line? Barbara may be on mute.
Yes, anyway, I am.
Barbara, do you have anything to add to that quickly?
Well, very quickly, I totally agree. The quality of the professionalism of the More Team, the presentations that they give, everyone had given was overwhelming to me. It was like we had just been, we paid thousands of dollars to get the training that we had received this weekend. And I know from what we went through, each class that we went through, that our team is ready for new goals and ready for the recognition that's coming in the next more event. So we're so excited and pleased. And I just want to say a personal thank you to the Moores for putting this on for us.
I want to turn it back over to you, Randy. Thank you.
All right,
so much.
Barbara and Manley, appreciate you guys. Did we get Mr. Jeff Hughes back on now?
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you now, Jeff.
I don't know what was going on. I was on the right line unmuted, but nobody could hear me, so I apologize. I've been saying wow ever since I got home, and it was just incredible. You know, it was, of course, the resort is spectacular. I never went outside the whole time. It's so big. The atrium area is so big, you feel like you're outside. In fact, Rip Mason made a joke. He said this is the only dinner that was taking place outside. We were sitting out what looked like a patio, you know, in the open air with palm trees all around us, but, you know, way above our head with this giant atrium. And I just want to thank, you know, the Moore family, especially Jeremy and Stephanie. I know they carried a big burden of planning and executing it, but it was just great. I mean, we had so much fun, and like you said, the trainings were incredible. I especially liked the time with Rip Mason and with Alan Fernley and Patrick Hodges. You know, just sit there right there on the front row and be able to take notes and hear and see their passion, hear the big news, the big announcements that the rest of the company will hear on the next leadership call. I have a feeling that they probably won't wait till next Monday. I have a feeling that there will be big announcements that will come out this Friday. They were telling us just the huge increase in recruiting that took place last month. It actually surprised them. They were shocked at how well the field responded to the $75 Fast Start fee and the advance to senior associate program. It was a multiple of what they expected as far as the increase. And he said that we're actually ahead of last month this month. And, of course, this is the week, the crunch week, when everything comes roaring through. And what they said was, and this is just a heads up to those on the call, that wait till you hear the announcements for August. We know the $75 is going away, but he said that they have so many announcements and so many things to share with us that are going to continue to drive all the ride activity, you know, through August, September, and October, which for those who maybe don't know is the peak season for us. That's the best months of the year tend to be the months going into the winter. So the company's just pouring gas on our fire, and it's very exciting. I think that's a good example of why you want to be at these types of events, because you get to, you know, you kind of get to know the senior executives of the company. And you get to hear things before other people do. So I was the first one to register for the for next year's. Maybe the Moores beat me to it, but I think outside the Moore family, I actually snuck one of the registration forms before they were given out to anybody else, filled it out and turned it in, just because I'm super excited about what's to come. And I came home and talked to members of my family that are in Legal Shield and team members and said, look, you've got to get there. and we're already making plans. So we're super excited, and I would encourage people, as the Moors give the information on tonight on this next event, to make notes and to take action in the morning. I have a feeling it's going to be a sold-out event. The Moors have such a large organization, they'll have no trouble, you know, filling the venue. But, you know, I would think that the people on this call would be the ones who would want to make sure that they're there and they have their team there. So, again, guys, it was just wow. I loved it. I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning last night, and I couldn't even go to sleep. I got up this morning and recruited an insurance agent. I've got an appointment tomorrow with another insurance agent. I've got another appointment at 2:30 tomorrow with a recruiting appointment. So it definitely spurred me on to all the right kind of activity. And I just feel like I've been reborn in the business. And I think that was Ken Moore's goal. He said over and over again, this is the rebirth of the Moore Success Team. Well, it was the rebirth of Jeff and Cindy's career in Legal Shield. So I'll kick the call back over to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate you. You did a phenomenal job on stage. We just love listening to you. You have a very inspiring story, and we appreciate you, of course, very, very much. But I want to go to one of my favorite parts on the program, and that was none other than $250,000 ring earner millionaire club member from the state of Alabama, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. He actually came out dressed as Superman, and that was a blast. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
Do we have Jimmy on?
Randy, he is in a meeting. He get on quick
Randy,
as he can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
There he is. Okay.
Yeah, sure am. Yes, thank you. It was a super weekend. For those who were there, you know what I'm talking about. But we had a great time, and I guess when I was thinking about it and kind of reflecting on the way back Saturday and just talking to Sherry about it, you know, the numbers that kept coming up with me with our 10, 3, and 227. Now, you say, well, how do those have anything to do with it? Well, I remember 10 years ago we were there, the last time that we were there with the Moore Team Retreat, and the last time I was at the Gaylord. But I just want to say what a we had a great time 10 years ago, but so much has changed with our company, so much has changed with our business, and we are so farther ahead of where we were 10 years ago. I know a lot of people say they wish they had been in the business 10 years ago or 30 years ago when Ken Moore got in the business, but there couldn't be a better time to be in Legal Shield than right now. And I just was reflecting on 10 years ago and thought about what we had, the program that was put in place, and that leads me to number three, because we spent three fabulous days together. And as the schedule's been gone over, I won't go over that again, but, you know, we had not only some good quality time together as a Moore Team family in the events, but it was some of the times that we spent outside the events, such as the baseball game or late night sitting together just enjoying a late night snack or, you know, over some drinks or just enjoying each other's company, getting to know people better than we can normally do on any kind of a convention or conference where your agenda is packed to the max, and we had some downtime to be able to do that. And then the number 227 is how many days we have till March 12th. And I'm already excited, turned in my form, looking not only forward to this being even bigger and better than we had this past weekend, but going back home. I love going to Ada. I love going to Oklahoma City. Some of my best memories and my best conventions in my 15-plus years with the company were right there in the state of Oklahoma, and I'm just thoroughly excited about being there. I just want to give kudos again, first of all, to Randy. Appreciate him sharing, and I told him afterwards, he doesn't talk enough. Sometimes he doesn't get a chance on the program with Ken or with Jeremy, but I really appreciated Randy going into a lot more detail than I've heard before, and he did a great job sharing. And Pat disagreed with me when I told her she needed to talk some more, but I thought he did. And Jeremy and Stephanie cannot say enough good things about all the planning they went in. Since I've been a meeting planner in the past, I know what all goes into that and all the negotiating and things of that nature. But, of course, it wouldn't have all started without Ken Moore. And a lot of people don't realize how much money Ken Moore put into this event. We paid $99 to attend, but folks, we got, you know, $99 multiple times over with the quality of the food that was provided to us, the quality of accommodations that we were able to get at much reduced rate. It was just a wonderful weekend altogether. So 10 years ago, great event, 3 days this past week, but don't miss out on 227 days from now. You want to get your registration form in, and if it's just half the event we had this time, you know, we should see a tremendous outpouring of membership sales and recruiting after March 15, 2015. So back to you, Randy. Thanks again for the opportunity to share, and a great weekend for everybody involved.
Well, appreciate you, Mr. Parrish, and great job. And you are our Superman, I can tell you that. Now I want to go out to the great state of Arizona to six-figure ring earners and Millionaire Club members, Linda Bowden and Alex Gardner. You guys on?
Yes, we are.
All right, guys. What do you like best?
All right, well, I think the biggest thing that I learned, I got a ton out of this event, Randy, but I think the biggest thing I learned is never underestimate a Jeremy and Stephanie planned event. I mean, it was just amazing, and I'm glad Jeremy got to see the Rangers win a game this year. But seriously, I can't imagine how many hours Stephanie and Jeremy put into planning this in such a short notice, but all the time I just can't imagine. But the event was just first class from start to finish, from the leadership mastermind. I thought there was a lot accomplished there, and I think there's some things we can continue to work on there to, you know, Rip Mason. I mean, that banquet was, first class dinner in a really special, amazing setting. I can't imagine how much that cost to put that dinner on and the breakfast the following morning with Mr. Fernley. Alan's presentation, Patrick Hodges and Kathy Pinson, you really feel like you get that inside scoop. I thought they delivered some of the best presentations I've ever seen them do, and just just some extra value you get from being there and getting more in some of the background and what's to come, sneak peeks and some inside information for the people that were there. And I thought all the leaders in the Moore team just did a great job with their presentations, covering a wide variety of topics. I thought we really covered, a lot of the topics, and really ended up all the puzzle pieces putting together. I think it really covered, what the essence of what we do. And to the announcement about the next team event coming up in March, and I'm really looking forward to that. Hearing from Mr. Stonecipher and everyone being able to get a tour of the home office, I think that's a powerful experience for everybody to see that and hear from Mr. Stonecipher. We don't know how many more opportunities we're going to have to hear from him, and so I think everybody needs to get there and get registered. I know we're already registered, and our team's getting registered. So I just look forward to the next one. I just appreciate Jeremy and Stephanie and you, Randy, and Mr. Moore for all that you did with your time, money, and energy to put that event together.
All right. How about Linda? Would you like to say a few words?
Linda, are you muted out?
She may be muted out. All right, well, we're waiting on her. Maybe she can join us in just a few minutes. Let's go out to the state of Florida and top executive directors on our team, Keith and Amelia Wan. Keith and Amelia, you guys on?
Yes, we're here. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, go right ahead. First of all, I just want to say thank you to the Moore Success team for hosting the leadership show for the whole month of July. Just the information and the leadership you guys gave us just so valuable. So thank you for doing that. Regarding this, wow, I'm speechless. Wow, this was such an experience for us. And I'm happy to hear and realize this business is duplicatable from A to Z, because I heard that Mr. Jeff Hughes, our upline, he already has his registration in. I think we were right behind him. We duplicated him. We got our registration in there, and we got 10 people on our team already signed up for it. You know, and this goes out to everybody on the call who maybe this is your first day as an associate, or maybe you've been doing this for 3 or 4 years. And maybe you feel a disconnect because you have not gone to a team event like this. I remember at the last in Vegas when we had the breakout and we were doing our recognition, Mr. Jeremy Moore got on stage, and when he was talking about this event, he used the words life-changing, and that was when he drew a line in the sand, and that's when he made a statement. He put his flag in he made his declaration, and it came true. And so Amelia and I were just so honored to be a part of this team, to be among giants in this room, the leaders on the Moore Success team, the best in Legal Shield. And so for us, I really want to talk about the conference. For us, it was the experience. For me, on Thursday night, after we registered, we're walking around. I see Mr. Jeff Hughes sitting down in the lobby, and he just started talking to associates from all levels, from senior associates up to directors, up to managers. He just started sharing his knowledge, his story, and we just started, the numbers started duplicating You know, memories like that. Amelia, you had an outstanding memory.
Like we were just saying, it's about those shared moments. The fact is that we were able to have lunch with people that we would have never thought that we can ever speak to or reach out to. So it was a real learning moment for us that, you know, we're all off on the same playing field. The fact that I was able to watch Pat Moore be scared by a live statue is just a memory I'm just going to always have. And now I just feel like that much closer. So it is about a shared memory. If you want a taste of what happened at the retreat, I suggest that everybody go to Facebook, like it, comment on the pictures. You will understand what we mean about Mr. Parrish being a Superman. I just say, go to your Facebook, More Success Team. That's a call to action. Thank you, Jeremy.
And also, you know, and adding on to that, we want to say one more thing. So when you go to an international event, that is when you see the leaders. But when you go to the More Success Team retreat, that is when you get to know the leaders. That is when you get to break bread with them. That is when you get to have fellowship. So everybody here, after this call, get your registration in. Thank you to the More team for allowing us to share this stage. It was a life-changing experience for us, and we look forward to what's going to happen in the near future. Thank you.
Hey, Randy, it's Lisa. Are you there?
I can hear you, Linda. Go ahead.
Okay. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm trying to mute some lines here. Go right ahead. We got such a big call tonight. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Listen, everybody. You know, I truly believe that this is better, that this More event is better, was really better than some of the national conferences we had. I really loved it. And for those of you, you know, I'm not really into big crowds. I really like to bond with people. I really enjoy being at a small table, a small gathering, because you can really talk to people. You can really, you know, talk. It's like you can, when you're in a setting like we were in, you know, you can reach out and touch, you know, the leaders. You could reach out and touch the speakers. We were so close to the action. You know, they had, you know, not only did they have, you know, wonderful people from the home office and, of course, from our executive team, but, you know, all the leadership was there. And, you know, instead of looking way out across the great divide to see someone, a little tiny person on the stage, we were all right there together. And that, to me, that was wonderful. And we all learned from each other. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're brand new in the business or if you've been in the business for 30 years, you still can learn from everyone. Everyone has something to share. And I think we found that out. All the wonderful leadership and all of the wonderful things that were taught, all the wonderful things that were shared. And also, just meeting new people that you've seen from afar and you just never got to meet before. You know, I think I have a few people that I wanted to adopt away. I have some new adoptees, people that, you know, I really want to be in contact with that I'd never met, would never have met if we had been at a great big event. So it was fantastic. Everybody did an outstanding job of planning. The Moors, as everyone said, truly did a magnificent and remarkable job considering it was really a short time. So you guys who are on tonight, if you weren't there, it's a must plan your trip to Oklahoma for March. It's going to be spectacular. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be all those great adjectives that you can think of. So register. I think, where's the registration form, Randy, where everybody can register?
It's up on the moresuccessteam.com website now.
All right. So everybody download that form, get signed up, make your plans, you know, and start, you know, writing memberships. Write an extra membership or two every month to finance your trip in March. So they'll be stress-free. You'll be excited. It'll be all paid for before you get there. But just get there because guaranteed, it's going to be a mind-blowing, life-changing event.
Well, thank you very much, Linda, and I do know you're not Lisa, so I apologize for that.
No, that's fine. My roommate used to be Lisa, and they used to confuse the two of us, so I thought that was funny.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. Appreciate it. But let's go now to the newest Millionaire Club member on our More Success team, executive directors from Stillwater, Oklahoma, and that's Mr. David Peterman. Dave, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Wow. Well, I agree from the very first when Jeff got on. I mean, the wow is just almost an understatement in that. Tremendous event, I, again, everyone said it, but from the bottom of our heart, Gene and I thank you guys, Stephanie and Jeremy, the work that was there, you and Pat and Mr. Ken and Shirley Moore. We are so proud. I've told you that, and I've texted you different things, but we're so proud to be a part of the More Success team. We've certainly recommitted ourselves to making that second million a lot quicker than what the first one came. But we're really, really excited about what's going on. The speakers, the lineup, again, it's already been said, but from Rip Mason, Alan Fernley, Patrick Hodges, Kathy Pinson, and you had, I didn't know the full story of even about Jeff Hughes or and Tony Barclay's story, my goodness. But the overall, the speakers, it just a tremendous event. And I agree with Linda. I mean, having the closeness of being able to be there and the leadership that was there and being able to talk and get to know and strategize with some people. It's an amazing event, and we're so excited. I mean, we got a bunch of people registering already. Obviously, we weren't first like Jeff, but we were registered before we got out of there, and many of our team is. It's just a tremendous event, and just want to tell you guys again how thankful we are to be a part of what we feel like is the best team in all of Legal Shield. Appreciate you guys.
Well, Dave, it was great hearing you on stage at the event, of course. And again, very, very proud of you guys, the newest Millionaire Club members on our team. Also recognized at that event was another couple that were new Millionaire Club members, and that was Leigh and Ray and Linda Rios. And actually, they're being featured in Tucson, Arizona tonight. Linda is actually speaking right now, but I want to congratulate them, and we're going to have you guys both on in the near future so you can tell your story to our team of your journey to become Millionaire Club members on the team. But again, congratulations to both couples for being the newest Millionaire Club members on the More Success team. But now I want to go out to the Woodlands, Texas, and none other than Executive Director Miss Sherry Branda. Sherry, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Randy.
I can hear you. What'd you like best?
Good. Well, thank you. I think everything's been said that I definitely would have contributed. It was an amazing event. I'm so thankful Tom and I were able to make it. And I very much look forward to the event in March. I can't thank you all enough for all the effort that was put into that. And like some of the others said, I think the training was amazing. Just, a lot of people with even sometimes just short information, but it was just, I had pages of notes, great little nuggets that I took home. So, I think everybody said it before me, but I think it was outstanding. I really appreciate you all putting it together and look forward to the next one.
Well, Sherry, we appreciate you and Tom, and you did a great job on stage, and I look forward to hearing you again in the future. So appreciate you being on.
Thank you so much.
Let's go ahead and go out to one of the MCs at our event on Saturday, and that's none other than top executive director from the state of Idaho, and that's Mr. Damian Sheever. Mr. Sheever, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Damian. You did an awesome job. You actually started your retreat a little bit earlier. You started through Ada, came through Oklahoma, down to Durant, and then into Texas. But appreciate the job you did as the AMC on Saturday. I got a lot of people complimenting your efforts there. Why don't you tell everybody what you like best about the retreat?
Well, I got to tell you, even before we got to Dallas, or I guess Grapevine technically, because I know Mr. Hughes will say it's really in Fort Worth, but even before we got down there, it was probably staying at your house, Mr. Moore. I've never seen a house decked out in luxury like yours. And if you were able to take care of that free and clear with Legal Shield money, I get excited about our future here. So at the event, I got to tell you, on Thursday afternoon, before everything else started, the executive director mastermind, you know, that was, I've never been part of something like that. And what an honor, what a privilege, and what an experience. And, you know, for everyone on the call, it's not just a matter of getting to the next event. It's making sure that you go to the next event as an executive director because you want to be able to be a part of something like that. I words cannot even describe. I'm good with words, and I can't find the words to describe that experience as fully as I'd like to. But being in a room with 20, 25 other people just masterminding how to get to the next level. I mean, it's one thing when you have a, you know, just a bunch of associates talking about it. It's another thing when you have millionaire club members, $100,000 ringers, $250,000 ringers all in the room talking about what's it going to take to get to the next level. And interesting to hear the insights from their experience. Of course, there was the zip line that I was afraid to let go of. I mean, a scary experience. You guys can see it on Facebook. Thank you, Mr. Crabtree, for saving my life. Just, you know, and even more so than just the, what happened at the event, someone already alluded to, is what happened around the event. You know, being able to have a four-course dinner for all the Power 20s and above with Mr. Rip Mason speaking, that was an incredible experience in and of itself, but I got to spend one-on-one time with Mr. Jeff Hughes. I got to spend one-on-one time with Mr. Alan Fernley and, you know, talking with him at breakfast and then sitting next to him for the first little while at the event on Friday. And it's those experiences that, you know, spending time with you at your house, Mr. Moore, and spending time going to breakfast with, you know, Ken and Jeremy up in Ada when we were there, and you know, just really, you need to come to the next event to be able to experience it for yourself. I know everyone's trying to give you a glimpse, but reality is, it's like going on a roller coaster and trying to explain to someone who's never been on a roller coaster what it felt like. And it's just like, dude, you just got to get on the roller coaster and experience it for yourself. Well, the same thing's true here. You need to come to the event, for, you know, forge new relationships, create new friendships, get the experience in the event, get the experience around the event, and then and be able to take as many people with you as possible. I got to tell you, at this event, because it was short notice, because, you know, there was a conflict with another event that a lot of my team had already registered for, you know, it was just me and a guy on my team named John Walker and one of his new recruits that happened to live in Dallas that he had just recruited that weekend and was able to come on Saturday. But we already have 21 people for registered for the next event in Oklahoma City in March, and we're going to get 50 people there, but we already have 21 registered, and we're excited. And not only did we get 21 people on our team registered, but I reached out to some people cross-line, got 13 other people registered for the event. So, you know, just for my effort, that's 34, 35 people, whatever it is, coming to next year's event. That's what I could do in a short period of time. What can all of us do over the next few months to make sure that we're driving 500, 600, 700 people to the next event? And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Damon, you're doing an awesome job, and that just shows what you can do. You're a great promoter, and we appreciate what you're doing. But let's go out to back to the state of Oklahoma and go to Ada, Oklahoma, and a millionaire club member, $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Harold Pinson. Mr. Pinson, are you on the call? I know you were on mute, Harold. See if you can take yourself off. We'd love to hear
you. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Now I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Well, I really can't add a whole lot to what's already been said, but what a phenomenal event. In fact, it's not only wow, but it's colossal and super fantabulous, and Mr. Parrish was super. I did really enjoy getting to know a lot of people I'd never met before. Spent a little time with the Barclays. They were just wonderful people. And I still really hadn't found out who that cow that I killed out there on the golf course. I can't find who that belonged to. we had a great time, and at the ball game Friday night. In fact, I took so many notes, my hand's still cramping. But at the ball game Friday night, I cannot remember this couple's name, but they're in Jeremy's organization. I was up ordering a barbecue sandwich at the smokehouse thing, and lo and behold, the lady there, she just started talking to the head man there at the barbecue shack and found out he had a small business and got all his information. And I think she's going to go back and sell him a small business plan. And then her and her husband went over to set a table to eat their sandwich, and a lady and her son joined them, and she got their information. So she got two prospects within 5 minutes at the ballpark. So
that was Doc Holliday, wasn't it?
That was Doc
Holliday, yeah.
But I really can't say enough about it. Thanks again, Jeremy, Stephanie, for all that you've done. Kenneth, Randy, incredible. All the speakers, my hat's off to you. And I tell you what, if you went outside and paid for the training that we received over the weekend, it would be in the thousands of dollars. And if you haven't registered for Oklahoma City, you need to do it tonight. I think everyone in that meeting is already registered for next year, and I'm excited. I'll just turn it back over to you.
All right, Harold. It was great to see you on stage, and, of course, your wife, Kathy Pinson, from the Corporate View. She did an outstanding job. We appreciate you both. And talking about Tony Barkley earlier, his training was phenomenal. He actually emceed the event on Saturday. So let's go to Mr. Tony Barkley in South Carolina. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Tony. You just wowed the people. We just needed a lot more time for your training, but you did an awesome job. Your enthusiasm was contagious, and I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said, man, that guy is strong. And I said, well, you hadn't seen nothing yet because he is a platinum. He just hadn't quite got there, but he's well on his way. So, Mr. Barkley, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Moore, and Mr. Moore. You know, I'll be brief because I know that there's a lot of great announcements and other folks on the call with some great input. But, you know, Mr. Sheber, Mr. Paris, the Manleys, Mr. Hughes, you know, Alex Gardner, Linda Bowles, you know, Keith Emilian, Mr. Peter, Ms. Jeremy, the Pensons, all who just spoke, which, by the way, all whom are my newly found brothers and sisters. There's nothing else I could really add to that, and because they just hit it nail on. The one thing I do want to cover before I make a quick point or two is that I'm just so blessed to have two brand-new associates on this call who I was able to sign up for my excitement while I was in Texas. They're out of Jacksonville, Florida, Herbie Robertson and Lorenzo Goggins, who I know will be at the retreat coming up in March. But here's the deal. Like everyone said, what an incredible, incredible event. And I had a long drive coming back like many others. And I just had some time to reflect, and the whole way is like I was feeling a little sobby because I felt like I was missing my family already. But, again, I want to thank Mr. Hughes. You know, anytime you could pull a multi-millionaire off to the side and say, listen, would you spend a little time with my guys and girls, just kind of dropping a nugget or two, a seed of wisdom so that they could grow. And just in a moment's notice, he says, absolutely, what time do I need to be there? And I've gotten so many comments and so many exciting input and feedback from that. So, Mr. Hughes, we appreciate you doing that for us. And I know there was a lot of that going on at this whole retreat. But, you know, here's the bottom line. You know, there comes a true defining moment in every man and or woman's life. And I believe that this past event was that just that for everybody in attendance. And the only thing I could say is that for those folks who were not able to make this Dallas event, you know, I want to encourage you to begin the journey in starting your defining moment coming up in March. And simply put, when this call is over, just go register. Don't think about it. Don't pray about it. Don't talk to nobody about it. Just go register. Because one of the quotes I like to use quite often is just simply do today what others don't, so you'll have tomorrow what others won't. And it definitely surely will be a great thing. So Mr. Moore, my brother, my other brother, my dad, whatever you want to call it, thanks so much for everything you do. The callback's over to you, sir.
All right, Mr. Barkley, thank you very much. And I want to let everyone know that this call is recorded. And one of the things that came out of our mastermind event is try to get these calls up a whole lot faster than we have in the past. So you can go to moresuccessteam.com and you can review these and listen to these calls over and over and over again. And we've got them for several years there in our archives. So if you want to hear from a certain speaker, you can just scroll through there and pick one out and listen what their topic was as we actually had the call. But I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, and the $250,000 ring hunter, Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, someone I'm very proud of, and that's my son, Jeremy, who has some great announcements to make. Jeremy, are you still on?
I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, son.
Well, guys, lock in just for a few more minutes with us. We're winding down, but I tell you what, you know, just like all the phenomenal speakers have already said, you know, Paul Dan and I, we went into this event and want to have a rebirth, a relaunch of the More Success Team. And I say, you know, mission definitely successful relaunch. The excitement in that room, the excitement in the crowd can't be duplicated. The relationships, the bonds forged. But, you know, I'm really excited about what's coming up in March. And you can go to moresuccessteam.com and pull up that flyer and get registered because March the 12th through the 15th. On March 12th, we're kicking this event off in Ada, Oklahoma, at One Prepaid Way. We're going to do tours of the home office, but the keynote speaker on March 12th, that Thursday, is none other than Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, the founder of Legal Shield. You know, like somebody said earlier, I believe it was Mr. Hughes, I don't know how many more opportunities we'll have to actually hear from this our founder in person live at this event. So that's what we're kicking it off with. We've already have committed Mr. Alan Fernley will be there. Our brand new CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell, will be there, plus all the top Platinum Millionaire Club members, ring earners. But really excited to just within the last couple hours got one of our featured guest trainers to be none other than Mr. Darnell Self. Will be at our team event to come and share and train and socialize with us. So on top of all the Millionaire Club members, ring earners, the top executives, you know, our new CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell, our founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, now our principal network advisor, Mr. Darnell Self, will be there at our event. And that's March 12th through the 15th. Go to the back office. Get registered now. It is only $99 for your ticket if you register by the end of the month.
Hey, Jeremy, yes. Is it Pat Paul? It's rude of me to break in, but I just had a brilliant idea I didn't tell you or Randy about. We had a special. If you don't mind and Randy don't mind, I'd like to extend that special till 9 o'clock in the morning. We had 1 minute after 9, it's over. If you or Randy don't have objection, I would all of a sudden just hit me. Let's extend that to 9 o'clock in the morning. Do you mind doing that?
No, that's even better, Papa. I'll tell you what.
I'm sorry for interrupting you. I do apologize. I know it's rude, but after all, I'm an old man.
Thank you for that. And what that special is, guys, if you buy, you can get two tickets for $99. You can, in other words, if you go in there tonight, you pull off that form off the moresuccessteam.com website, fill it out. Put in the number two, you get two tickets for $99. That's two tickets, and that will end. I will not, there won't be any more extensions whatsoever at 9:01 Central Standard Time in the morning. So 9:01, it's over. It's $99 per person after that. So you can get as many two tickets for $99. You want to buy 10 tickets for $99, you know, you can do that, and you can assign them to your team members later. But that special, that half price, basically two for the price of one, $99 for two tickets through 9:01 tomorrow. The reason why this is so exciting, I'm glad we've relaunched, had the rebirth of the team, because the $75 promotion, the associate fee, does end this month. It will be done. There will be no more $75 associate fee after Thursday. So take advantage of the live recruiting calls. You know, really need to close this month out strong, guys, so we have tremendous amount of momentum. Just think, go ahead and get a couple extra tickets tonight. Again, it's only $99 for two tickets. And just think about all the team members you'll be bringing on this week
and to be able to go ahead and be able to put in their hand a trip to Ada, Oklahoma, to Oklahoma City at the Renaissance, down there in Bricktown. We're going to be using the Cox Convention Center. We're coming home. We're bringing this next commission. We're coming back to Oklahoma. It's going to be phenomenal. You've already heard what happened last week in Grapevine. Well, that's over. That's done with. But I tell you what that was just a small sample size of what's coming in all of our legal show business. Special things will happen in March. It's going to happen with you or without you. I hope you all get on board and embrace it. Because I tell you what, I just can't contain myself. I feel rejuvenated myself. I feel like I've had a personal rebirth in my own legal show focus, and I was already pretty laser focused, but I've got more excitement and a reinvigoration that I haven't ever felt before. So I'm just flat out excited. You have till 9:01 in the morning Central Standard Time to get those forms pulled off the moresuccessteam.com and fax them into the home office. And couldn't be more excited. God bless y'all, and I'll turn it now back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Hey, Dad, before you come on, I want to say this real quick. Since I didn't know that you were going to extend that, I don't have that set up where they can actually click and sign up online, so they'll need to print that off and fax it to your office in the morning. And I want to give everybody your fax number, and that number is 580-436-7537. Again, that'll need to be faxed in because I don't have it set up on a website. I didn't know you were going to do that.
I didn't know I was going to do it myself, Randy. I just like to say things.
The fax number is 580-436-7537. I'll tell you how excited I am. I got somebody called me today was the wrong number, and I think I just recruited them into the business off of a wrong number today. So I think that is a great testament to the excitement that we had out of that event. But we're going to turn it over to you, Mr. Moore, to go ahead and end the call.
Okay, thanks, Randy, and I hope I didn't screw you guys up too bad, but there's a fantastic offer. We are so thankful to everyone that was there. I tell you what, each day I wake up, I thank God for the team. I thank God for the fellowship we feel. We are one family. I thank God for the retreat we just had. You know, folks, we're going to keep saying forever, God, family, Legal Shield. And I want to say that I was presented with one of the greatest presents there. David Sheber, I don't know if some others may have helped him. I know Stephanie got some pictures for him, Doug. You know, Faith Family Finance, they know I like arrowheads from being part Native American. They got that underneath. That's the way they put it. But on the one where it says family, they had a picture of five generations of Moors put right on that big, huge, beautiful arrowhead with family underneath. When it come to finance, that was great. But they had a picture of one area of Harlan Stonecipher, Wilbur Smith, myself, and one or two others with a great whole backdrop with nothing but the American flag. When you come to my office, you will see that proudly displayed upon, because that's such an honor. And thank you, thank you, thank you from the very bottom of my heart. Now, we've got next week, we're not going to announce it tonight, next week, the More Success Team is going to have a contest for the August, but we won't announce it till next Monday night. So be sure to be on for that reason, but for another great reason, at the 8 o'clock call, Mr. Eddie Peters will be doing a group call. At the 9, none other than the brand new CEO of Legal Shield, Mr. Jeff Bell, will be our special guest. You're going to love the guy. He is a great guy. He's a family man. He's a Christian man. And I know we've been doing great. We've had great leadership, which I'm so thankful for and can continue to have him. But you know, every time once in a while, there's a keg of powder sitting out there, and you got a fuse going to it. But until that fuse is lit, that powder keg's not going to go off. But the fuse is lit, and he's the fuse, ladies and gentlemen. So God bless you. God, family, Legal Shield, we love you very, very much. God bless you. Hear you next Monday night, and you're sure going to see you in March. God bless and good night.
Good night, everyone.